Bulldogs. Someone pointed out a mistake I was making, something that I was doing that I teach you guys not to do, and I wanted to highlight that in this video. I make mistakes, and I love when people point things out that can teach me and show me what I'm doing wrong, even when it goes against what I'm saying. And, you know, again, this isn't a huge mistake, but it's something that I was subconsciously doing, and it was pointed out to me in this email. So I'm going to go over that. It involves self-doubt, and I'm going to talk about how you can stop doing this and how I can work on stopping to do this myself. It's something that's really difficult to handle a lot of times, and a lot of guys struggle with this. So a very common issue here. So we're going to jump right into this email. All right. And this is from Matt. And Matt says, "Hey, John, the BDM membership and podcast have been great as usual. I noticed you do something in a couple podcasts recently that I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on." So let's see. What does he say that I do? He says, "Unconscious self-doubt. Specifically, you plugged the platinum membership at least twice and immediately followed up with 'it's expensive, but.'" So, you know, when he said this, my immediate reaction to this was to say, no, that's not what I'm doing. Because the reason why I plugged the platinum membership and said it's expensive is because I'm offering the $7 trial. I usually do that in every video. By the way, if you want to check out the $7 trial, you can do that. Get the first month of a Bulldog Mindset membership for $7. And to me, you know, that's a solid deal. It's a solid value. It's a clear no-brainer that you would spend $7 on that to at least try it out. I mean, the monthly membership is just a hell of a deal. But then I would say, or you could do the platinum membership, but that's more expensive. And my whole rationale that I would come up with would be that I'm just saying this because I'm comparing it to the $7 versus $1,000 for the platinum membership. That's a lot more expensive. But in reality, that's not true. That's not what I was doing. I'm doing what he said. It is self-doubt. When I think about it, is because I'm afraid, as much as I would not want to admit it, but I've been afraid of really saying, okay, you need to spend $1,000 on this lifetime Bulldog Mindset membership and it's totally worth it, because I don't want to put people off by saying that. And that's interesting, because when I really thought about that, I was like, wow, that's actually kind of true. That's actually what's going on in many cases when I'm saying it, because I know that the platinum membership is a ridiculous value. But it's interesting because I am short-circuiting myself. I'm underselling myself. I guess you could call it self-doubt, but really what it is it's just not being bold about the value that you bring or that I bring to the table in this case. Because when I really think about it, shoot, $1,000 is a ridiculously insane deal, because I charge $1,500 a month for coaching, and you basically get coaching within that, or a group coaching with that. So it's crazy. So anyways, let's read on bit more and see what he says. He says, "Is it expensive? Interestingly, I don't think it is, but you take it upon yourself, again, likely unconsciously, to tell me that it's expensive." What a good point. What a good point that Matt brings up, right? So maybe you're looking at it and you're like, oh, that's not expensive. You know, the platinum membership, a lifetime membership, and all the bonuses that are included in that. And then I say, oh, no, it's expensive. And now I've actually given you the idea that that's expensive. Now, that's interesting. Again, to take this to the bigger context, why is this interesting? Because it might be something that you're doing in life, right? So a lot of you guys, again, with women, are you essentially telling them things about yourself that are doubts or insecurities, self-doubts that you have, in order to sort of buffer the rejection? And now they're having that view of you where they didn't have that view before. So an example of this is if you say something like, I'm not really a very outgoing person, or, you know, I'm not the most attractive guy. You're prefacing before you do something with this sort of buffering mechanism to make it so that you're telling people that you might suck. Or let's say you're singing. Actually, this is a good one. Let's say you're doing karaoke. It's like, yeah, I'm not really that good at karaoke. I'm not a really good singer, but here it goes, right? You know what I mean? In that case, what are you doing? You're taking your self-doubt and you're giving it to other people, and now they're changing their perspective, whereas they might not thought, you know, that you're a bad singer or whatever. You're buffering that. The same thing here, right? Again, like you said, with the platinum membership, am I saying it's expensive? Is it really expensive? No, it's not really expensive. I guess it's all relative to you, but it's not expensive. It's a really good deal, and I should be projecting that when I promote it. Even though it's easy for me to say, oh yeah, $7 trial, because that's easy, it's harder for me if I want to get to that next level. I've got to be able to do things like that. So it's real good that he brought this up, right? And in fact, this video is a good example, right? Because it's like I'm exposing some things that I would want to hide. And that's important because I'm saying these things out loud that are true instead of trying to buffer them. And maybe there's some of that in this video, right? Maybe if I'm saying maybe, right, then maybe that's what I'm doing in this case. You could read a lot into this. So he says, I've been working to train this very issue out of myself. I call it preface or follow-up doubt. And I used to do it to buffer expected rejection. Okay, so exactly. This is exactly the thing. So here's a question, right? And this will relate to how should you interact with people? How do we counteract this? In fact, before I get to this, let me finish up the email. He says, I'd like to see your thoughts on this topic in general and how it plays out, plays into or against the BDM Bulldog mindset. So how can you train this issue out of you? What can you do? Because I've worked on this before. And again, don't get me wrong. I'm at a level where I've worked on myself where this doesn't happen very often, but I'm glad that he pointed this out because maybe there's some kind of price threshold. We have these sort of limiting beliefs. A lot of you guys in the dating market is like, you can do well when you're in front of a girl that is moderately attractive or somewhat attractive, but if she's really attractive, then all of a sudden you start stumbling on your words. You start having this self-doubt. You can't perform at that level, even though there's nothing different except that your perception. So the same thing with the price point. So how can you train this issue out of yourself and not buffer the rejection? Okay, well, the big thing you can do is that you can be confident in selling whatever it is. So let's look at the Bulldog mindset, because it's a good example because he brought that up, the platinum membership, right? So what should I do instead of saying platinum membership might be too expensive? Go ahead and pause the video if you want to. And you can check it out too, right? You can look at, if you want to look at the sales page here, it's on bulldogmindset.com and platinum, BDM-platinum. There'll be a link in the description or the card. So you can check it out and you can scroll through here and you can see, okay, how should I sell this product? What should I be saying, right, that is going to help sell this instead of saying it's expensive, right? What I should be doing is actually probably the opposite, right? If you think about this, I should say, oh, look, this is the thing, all right? You can do the trial membership for $7 and definitely encourage you to do it. But if you really want the best deal, because this is honestly the best deal, then what you should do is you should check out the platinum membership. Now, this is the thing that I would buy, and this is true. I would buy this, right? Honestly, I would buy this if it were up to me because I only have to pay one time. I'm going to pay one fee, $1,000. And what I'm going to get for that is going to be well worth a lot more than. I'm going to get lifetime membership of Bulldog Mindset, which is $400 a year. So think of it as basically paying for 3 years of membership, but you're going to get way more than that, okay, for the price of 3 years. Plus, you're going to get the real estate course. Plus, you're going to get the platinum benefits, right? You're going to get an extra group coaching call, which is like my coaching is $1,500 a month. I don't have any problem selling that, right? I have no problem with that because I have so many coaching clients because I'm like, I know the value, right? When I make someone several hundred thousand dollars or make someone a millionaire or get a guy to have success with a woman that never had success before, I don't have any problems on that. But when it comes down to this, again, what should I be doing? I should be talking about how this is actually the best deal, that this isn't expensive at all. This is the cheapest way to actually get membership over a couple of years and to really, you know, change your life around, to get coaching. If you want coaching, this is the way to do it because all this stuff adds up and it's around $2,600 of value. It's really probably a lot more than that. It's probably a good $5,000 worth of value and you can get it for just that price. So that's really how I should be doing this. So I have to work on that and giving that, presenting it that way, because that will come across a lot better. Instead of saying it's expensive, I should be saying it's cheap, which it is, right? It is cheap. Relatively, it is so cheap compared to doing regular coaching or paying for years at a time and the membership, plus you're getting all the extra stuff with it. So that actually makes it a much better value. So anyway, that's something that I need to work on with that and to be able to do that in a very bold way. In fact, here, actually I have some great examples of me doing this, of the selling. Okay, so here's the video. Okay, so I did this interview with Sterling Cooper, all right, male porn star, and he's got this product. Here's the course here, which you can check this out. It's this sexual domination escalation course, right? Now, I watched the course, I went through it. It's really good stuff, okay? I wholeheartedly recommend it. I had plenty of things to say. I did not at all have any kind of self-doubt about pitching this because I know that if you buy this course, you're certainly not going to be unhappy. It's going to be such a ridiculous value for you. And I did it that way. So if you watch this interview, it's a really good interview, by the way, and there's a lot of tips in there as well, but you'll see That's a great example of that, right? And that's an expensive thing to pitch. Let me see what else. Anyway, there was a live stream I did when I was doing a special on the Platinum membership. I think when it first launched, I sold a lot of Platinum memberships because I was just talking about how it's such a good deal. And I was doing it in a way that didn't project any kind of self-doubt. So somewhere in my head, between that time and now, I started looking at the Platinum membership saying, oh, it's expensive. And in having that self-doubt on, could I sell it? And I think part of it might have even been because I had so much success on that live stream selling the Platinum membership that I'm like, oh, can I repeat those results? And that happens a lot of times, right? You can get in a situation where you're afraid you can't repeat the results of something that you got. The best way, again, to focus on eliminating this is to stop yourself from making any kind of excuse. Don't preface anything that you're gonna say or that you're gonna do with something that buffers you. So in the case, like, why would I say that it's expensive? Because there's some part of me that has some self-doubt that says, I'm afraid that when you see the price of $1,000 that you're gonna think it's expensive. So I'm gonna say it's expensive ahead of time. Now, sometimes that's a good sales strategy because you want to overcome any objections before they're raised. But in this case, that's not the marketing. It is not expensive. It is put together to be a good deal and to be a cheaper option than continuing to pay a monthly membership. So it's actually the opposite of that. So in that case, what should I do? I shouldn't make any kind of preface about it. Instead, you just go forward, right? So the same thing you should do. You should go forward and just do whatever you're going to do. And then what's the other thing you should do? You should oversell, overemphasize, and speak genuinely, right? So you have maybe some self-doubt about yourself in some area. You have to figure out how can you overcome and get rid of that self-doubt. For me, when I look at the membership, if I go through here, and I was just going through, I was like, okay, look at all the value that's in here, right? Do I truly believe that this is extremely valuable? Of course I do. Is this something that I would purchase if I were making a choice on Bulldog Mindset Membership? Where I getting value from this YouTube channel? Absolutely. Like, it would be a no-brainer for me. Okay, so once I have that mindset, then I can now be very, very clear about the value that it presents, right? The same thing, like I said, with that Sterling Cooper interview where I went through his course. It was the same thing because I had gone through the course already because I knew how valuable it was because I had all these points and really wanted people to buy because I felt like it was valuable. It was very easy for me to talk about that and to pitch the value of it. Okay. So anyway, with all that said, definitely you need to check out the Bulldog Mindset Platinum membership. It really is the best deal that you're going to find on membership. Ridiculous value. Definitely the thing that I would choose. And it's cheap. It's not expensive at all. You know, if you look at the monthly coaching at $1,500 a month, and some people can afford that, and that's great, and that's a hell of a value. Believe me, there's so many guys that have made millions of dollars literally from my coaching and transformed their lives. But the best possible deal that you could get that I offer by far is a Platinum membership. So go check it out.